Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Easter week is here. Celebrations, joyful traditions, activities, and food. Subsequently, the simple reality of this wonderful holiday is we have hope. We have Jesus. Before we explore hope in today's content, I want to mention a free Easter week devotional course, Prepare for Easter. It's already open, and I'll tell you more at the end of this content. But now, for our content on hope. Yes, we have hope. Incidentally, that's one good reason to pause each year to celebrate. Of course, we celebrate what Jesus accomplished through his cross and empty tomb. Equally, we celebrate signs of new life. Daffodils, crocuses, and lily displays. Coloring and decorating eggs. Bright, cheerful, and sometimes new clothing to wear. Perhaps a bonnet or a bow tie. Easter baskets of candy and goodies hidden for children to hunt. A sunrise service. Family gatherings. A special meal. Perhaps communion. Joyful songs like He is Risen. These events and traditions remind of God's redeeming love. Remarkably and thankfully, we have hope through Jesus. God's love through Christ's cross seals his grace gift to every person who simply believes on Christ. What an unthinkable gift to be forgiven and live forever. This is why we have hope. Plus, hope means intimate daily fellowship with God himself and purposeful partnership with Jesus in all we do. Do you remember when you first became aware that you can do wrong things? Perhaps you were a child, maybe a moment as a teen or young adult when your conscience said no, but instead you chose to say yes. As years add up, there's increasing awareness that no matter how hard you try, you just can't be perfect. Do you know what that means? It means we all need help. Equally, we all need hope. Thankfully, we have hope through Jesus. He'll help you live your life well. Remarkably, he invites you to be his friend. Scripture refers to Jesus from Genesis through Revelation. Jesus is the central figure of the entire Bible. Every Old and New Testament book points to Jesus in some way. Before Jesus came to earth as a baby, to be the God-man, he was called Logos, the Word. John 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made." The Word has two presentations, the living Word, who is Jesus, and the written Word, the Scriptures. So when you get into Scripture, the written Word, you literally take Jesus, the living Word, off the pages into your life. That's incredible. Because Jesus is faithful and perfect, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, Philippians 2, verse 9. Essentially, every person must make a response to Jesus. Scripture also says that God has put everything under Christ's feet, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27. It also says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. Well, you and I need hope. We also need practical help in our challenging daily lives. Sometimes you may wonder where to turn for critical resources for your heart and soul. Interestingly, Jesus, without anything other than himself, can meet and overflow the deepest demands of your total nature. That's a paraphrase from A.W. Tozer in his book, The Pursuit of God. Yes, Jesus meets your needs through his person and his various roles. Subsequently, here is a list of some roles Jesus has. And we focus on each of these roles in our free Easter week devotional course, Prepare for Easter, that I'm going to tell you about when we're done this content. I hope you'll join us to explore how these roles provide practical life changes. First, Jesus is sacrifice. Second, he is high priest. Third, he is the lover of your soul. Then he is the intervener, the intercessor, the interconnector, and finally, Jesus is the resurrection. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, putting on the hope of salvation as a helmet. Strategically, a helmet is to protect your head. Of course, your head is where you think, problem solve, plan, process each moment, and make critical daily decisions. Your mind, combined with your spirit, is also where your conscience resides. Logically, you can see why it's important to provide protection for what goes on in your head. With all the lies and deceptions in today's world, your mind needs a helmet. And God already provides one for you. The hope of salvation is what Easter is all about. Trusting Jesus for salvation starts at the cross. Nevertheless, it continues into each day you live. Jesus saves you increasingly every single day. Any broken pieces, unhealthy patterns, unhelpful habits, strained relationships, lack of peace and joy, loneliness, depression, discouragement, loss, and on goes the list. Jesus saves you from all those things in increasing measures every moment of every day. So who needs Jesus? Well, people everywhere. People need hope in Jesus. People around the world, down your street, in your career place, right in your home. In fact, the person in your mirror needs Jesus. Isaiah 53:6 says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Incidentally, this Easter, remember Jesus stepped in to do some things for you and for me, for everyone. First, he stepped in to take the punishment for sin, which was death. He stepped in to forgive all transgressions. He stepped in to give you eternal life, to walk with you every day, to provide a helmet for your mind, to guard your heart in this challenging world. Since he always enjoyed intimate closeness with God, it must have been excruciating for Jesus to bear God's justified anger as our stand-in. However, through this extreme sacrifice, we have hope. Remarkably, Scripture says, behold, I am making everything new. Revelation 21:5. This is fabulous news. Plus, this means we have hope. Since Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, you can depend on him for every detail of your life. That comes from Hebrews 13, verse 8. Yes, you have hope, and you have a friend at all times. So we celebrate Easter with hope every year. Additionally, we live with hope even while the world runs on a separate, destructive path. Because many are on this path, we must share this hope with them. Well, so I promised to tell you about an opportunity to participate in Easter Hope. To help prepare your heart for a meaningful celebration, we're offering a free, encouraging devotional course, Prepare for Easter. You can jump in anytime best for you. The content is meaningful, brief, fun, and refreshing. You can read, or you can listen, or you can do both. And it's all free. It's already open. So, sign up now, and we'll give you that information in just a bit. Busy people with full schedules can easily participate. Simply click your way through the course to the next brief session. May your heart be prepared, encouraged, and inspired to connect with Jesus Christ in a very special way this Easter. You know, we mentioned that you can listen, and if you don't already receive our podcast on one of your favorite apps, there is a web player at the top of each day's content, so you can just click on that and listen to our material. If you do subscribe to our podcast, Prepare for Easter episodes are already in your feed. The published date is March 3rd, 2024. Let's take a quick overview of our devotional course. Each session provides three things. First, a daily focus, using a short reflective thought to focus your heart for Easter. Each day explores a special role Jesus has in your life, and we already went through the list of those roles. It's very encouraging. The second thing that each session provides is a fun activity. Engage a fun activity each day by yourself, as a family, with a friend, or even with a group. And then the third thing that each session provides is a teaching point. By combining the daily focus and the fun activity, each day's content becomes deeply meaningful through the teaching point. The reason this Easter resource is so meaningful is because each session does explore how Jesus provides for you. As we already mentioned in this content, we'll cover each of the roles that Jesus carries out, and I'm going to go through those real quickly again so that you can remember. Jesus is your sacrifice, your high priest, the lover of your soul, intervener, intercessor, interconnector, and resurrection. As you explore these special roles, you can know without a doubt God's love for you is sincere. Essentially, you can live with hope. Plus, you'll also receive a bonus post. And here's the title of that post: When You Run Out of Ideas of Where to Hide an Easter Basket. It's a fun one. So take the opportunity to prepare your heart. Additionally, tell others about this wonderful opportunity. You can jump in anytime best for you. As I've already mentioned, it's open now. So sign up now by going to www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Click on the sign up button when you get to that page. I do want to mention an important and timely heads up for those who would like to sign up. Session number 3, the fun activity, uses resurrection eggs to tell the Easter story. There's a little reminder token in each egg. Subsequently, to participate, you might want to order now, and you can do that on Amazon. Just put in resurrection eggs, and it'll pull up in various different vendors. The second thing you can do is to visit or call your local Christian bookstore to inquire about resurrection eggs, or you can make your own. To make your own, it's really fun, but it's also simple. By filling empty, colorful plastic eggs with little items, each part of the Easter story can be told. Since the online set shows detailed pictures of items that you need, Use that example. Interestingly, not only kids love this set, every age loves the resurrection eggs. Even if you decide not to make or order this tool, our content provides additional options for activities, so do join us. Alive and Active Life wants your Easter week to be special by connecting with Jesus. Prepare for Easter devotional course helps you do just that. You'll be glad you signed up and participated. Now I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.